Lift your hands to the Lord. Let's pray briefly.
All
the way at the back.
If you are going to
never be disconnected in the service. Father, today we gather in Mount Zion. Our feet are touching grounds here in Ogbojo. But in the realms of the spirit, we are standing in Mount Zion, in the company of innumerable angels. Father, we pray that you will visit us right in this place and give us grace that makes life easier. Give us grace that will take us journey to the end of the year. Give us favor, O God, that causes you to continually rest your blessing upon us. Father, today we pray for mercy. We pray for your mercy. There is a brother here, show him mercy. There is a sister here, show her mercy. There is a pastor here, show him mercy. And Father, let judgment be ruled out by your mercy. We pray for one more miracle. Let there be one more intervention of the Spirit. Let an angel alight over the life of somebody today. And let there be a turning point in this place. I bind devils. I arrest demons. Demons of crocodile spirits, alligator spirits, vulture spirits. I bind all of them in the name of Jesus. Spirits that hover around our rooms at night, dead men spirits, I bring their activities to an end right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord, for your good mercy and your good grace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Can I hear a resounding shout of amen?
Amen.
Is your amen powerful?
Amen. No, emu odu ana.
Please take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Anybody outside should enter into the auditorium. And then when you are at the back, those at the back, hear
me.
Give me a wave at the back. Give me a wave at the back. Yeah. In the midst of the service, you have a tendency to disconnect and your mind is going somewhere else. Those at the back. So try and follow the word.
Can I
have an amen?
Amen.
Today people were expecting that I will come in Chelsea. So people who used to wear Black Star, today are wearing Chelsea.
My God.
They thought that I was coming in Chelsea again, but I swerved them.
Oh,
today I am Manchester United.
My God.
Yes, but actually, let me tell you the truth. Some people bribed me yesterday.
Hey, 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 hey,
they brought, Apostle, they brought a nice package.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, Reverend, we feel that the Lord would like us to bless you. And when I opened the package, it was a Man U jersey.
Man U jersey. Hey,
man.
So that I will not come in Chelsea, but I will come in Man U.
Chelsea,
Man U. But don't worry. I am Man U by Jesse, Chelsea by heart.
Man U for talent, dear Shadow, but now come up, dear, a prima Chelsea.
Say,
yeah.
By the grace of God, tomorrow We are going to the polls.
To
elect our next president. How many of you will be voting tomorrow? Okay, many people will not be voting tomorrow. So those of you who are not voting tomorrow, what will you do with your vote? Always the same. And the value is the same. Whether MPP or NDC is the same. Okay, where are the MPP supporters? MPP supporters. MPP. Give me a wave. MPP.
So your MPP nimba amaunsa so.
MPP. Okay. There are about 40 people are MPP. How about NDC supporters?
NDC nimba amaunsa so.
NDC supporters. Okay, about 27 people are NDC. How about PPP supporters? PPP.
Oh yeah, PPP. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which other party is there?
Who?
Who? Epia Donko. Epia Donko supporters. I hear she says she will change our currency to dollars. What a shock. Freeport. And then she will change our national language to Chi.
My God.
Because Brofuno Eyane Hadre into our national language is changing to Chi.
My God.
Hey. Is Pakwesi Indum still standing?
Besides Pakwesi Indum,
he's not standing this time. How about Nana Kunidu? Is she still standing?
Yeah.
She's still in the race. Yeah. And then Nana Kunidu at my rolling supporters in the church. Okay, only five sisters. Oh, only five sisters. But tomorrow. I want you to vote wisely.
Yeah. Yes.
When you go to vote,
but
I will not tell you who to vote for. But vote wisely. And tomorrow is a holiday, isn't it?
Yes.
So when you finish voting, you go home.
Yeah.
And then everybody stays at home.
And we
start to listen to the radio and follow the news, but don't be moving about in town tomorrow. It's not advisable.
Yeah.
But there will be peace in the country.
Amen.
Ghana is a peaceful country.
Amen.
Can you lift your voice for 1 minute and pray for the elections that God will elect his chosen man and grant us peace. It's just 1 minute. God elect. God will elect his chosen and grant us peace. Whatever you are at the back. At the back. May the Lord elect his chosen man. Elect your chosen man. I always mention those at the back because I want you to be a part of the service. God must elect his chosen man and give us peace. Say peace. We declare peace over the nation. In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ.
Father, we bless you. We give you all the praise. Clap your hands together for the Lord. Look to your neighbor and say, by the way, my name is Selassie. I don't know your name.
My name
is Selassie.
didn't share the neighbors and said they have so your friend is saying.
You see, when we are in church, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. So look your neighbor and introduce yourself. My name is
Salasi.
I want to be your friend. What's your name? You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Cry out, Kadosh, you are mighty on the throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on the throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Is it a song you know? You know it. You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. One more time, everybody say, you reign,
you reign.
Come on,
you ancient Zion's King.
Cry out,
Kadosh. Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
For the last time, you reign, say,
you reign, you ancient Zion's King.
Cry out,
Kadosh,
hey.
Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne.
Jesus, you reign, say,
you
put your hands together. Put your hands together. God bless you. Is Jesus nice? Is Jesus nice?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know how to spend a Sunday in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spend a Sunday in the house. There are people who are specialized in spending Sunday at home. It's an anointing.
Yeah, one of you are when you say, I'm going to see other than the obedi of here. And no, and so I am was
right. I asked your neighbor, do you have that anointing?
Hey. Sam was right, no, Obiana.
Today, I want to do a little diversion or a little detour.
Preach.
Another word for diversion is detour.
Detour.
Detour. Say detour.
Detour.
So instead of saying I want to make a diversion, you can say I want to make a detour. 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 Now ukofia now because you just spell it no. Yeah. Detour. So I want to talk to you about the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle. The greatest miracle. And the hand clap is not commensurate with the title. I just used another word, commensurate. And then there be a trebrofo. Yes. Commensurate means that it's not equal.
Say,
to be commensurate. Your hand clap was not commensurate with the title of the sermon.
Hey,
hey. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. I'm talking on the greatest miracle. Greatest miracle.
Hebrews
chapter 2, verse number 3. And I want you to follow me because I'm not going to be jumping up and down today, but I'm going to share with you one of the most vital sermons you have ever heard. Yes. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How shall we escape if we neglect salvation? There are things we can't escape. Salvation is the greatest miracle ever on the surface of the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So, if you are asked whether you have enjoyed a miracle before, has God ever done a miracle in your life before? If you are saved, then your answer is yes. You have received the greatest miracle ever on the surface of the earth. That is, the salvation of a life is a great miracle. Is somebody in church this morning? That's why the writer of Hebrews is saying that if you neglect salvation, if the wind of salvation doesn't blow your way, there are things you cannot escape. Many things, many calamities, many dangers, many evil, and ultimately death is coming your way. But salvation is God's way of removing a life from the road of danger and death. Let the hand clap be very powerful. Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you saved?
Yes.
If your answer is yes, Mary, then there is no greater miracle you will ever receive higher than God bringing salvation into your life. If a woman doesn't have womb in her, is it in my English correct? In her abdomen,
and
miraculously she takes seed
and
a baby comes out, that's a miracle. Is that not a miracle? Are people in church today?
Yes.
Or I'm talking to just chairs?
Not at all.
If a man cannot see, when you say color blue, she can't appreciate it.
Now, because the color way there, color be a, or see me.
And suddenly, the power of God touches him. And he that could not see before,
now
is able to see. Is it a miracle? Is it a powerful miracle?
Yes.
It's a miracle.
What if you have HIV in your blood? Or you have hepatitis B in your blood. Mm. and suddenly the power of God touches you. And that which was the virus that was running through your blood is killed by the power of God. Is that a miracle?
Those
here are asleep. Let me talk to those who are here.
Yes.
Please, is that a miracle? Is it a miracle?
Yes. You are preaching good.
Recently, my little nephew died. He passed on at age 13.
And
when they took him to the mortuary,
we were there
when we heard that a 17-year-old girl
said
she had a dream that God says she should come and pray for my nephew to resurrect.
I said,
man of God like myself, I didn't have such a vision.
I said, Nyamini papa, mimenya sa.
Actually, we were preparing the funeral. So the girl was brought. She came with an entourage of people. And they marched her to the mortuary. And they opened the fridge. And this girl lifted up her voice. And blew tongues like about 10-12 minutes. And commanded the dead that life will enter that body. Arise!
See,
you are all listening to the story. You want to know whether did he arise or did he not arise?
That is it.
Story, pal.
My God.
Suddenly, I got everybody's attention. Hey! No, the girl's church elder, the church she attended, the elders were with her. They came.
Asori na akola abofrane kono oni ni mpeyin fo asori ne bai.
She lifted up her voice and commanded the dead.
No man, no suka cho ufu ni say sorry.
She mentioned the name of the boy.
Obo abofrane din.
The boy was called Chris. Say Chris.
I say Chris.
Arise.
Sorry.
But he didn't arise.
Oh.
He didn't arise. He didn't arise. You see the oh, she said. Because you know that when a dead arises, it's a miracle. For a dead man to arise. But I'm telling you that a sinner, that an unbeliever, a hardened core evil man who converts to become a child of God is far greater than a dead rising to life. That's why if a testimony comes in the church of a dead arising,
the
clap will be louder than the testimony of a salvation of a soul.
Yes.
What a mistake. And I'm saying it again. I'm saying that you have a greater miracle than the rising of the dead.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
And there are three reasons for that. Three reasons for that. Please follow me. Why is salvation a miracle? Can you get this young lady to sit down? Sit down. You cannot be walking when I'm preaching. Mm. All right. Now, I'm giving you three reasons why salvation is a miracle. Number one, it's a miracle, salvation, that the person is saved. It's a miracle because when you are saved, we are saved from ourselves. No, we are saved from ourselves. No. Salvation, anybody, anytime somebody is saved by God,
the person,
God saves you from yourself. Do you follow my story? Anytime anybody is saved by God, that you will walk to a church, stand here, lift up your hands and say, I'm receiving the life of Christ. That salvation, you are being saved by God from yourself. Because yourself is a dangerous person. Yourself is a dangerous person. And every time you have followed yourself, every time you have followed your feelings, every time you have followed your heart, where it led you was embarrassment, shame, disgrace, and ultimately death. I'm talking to you.
You are preaching good.
Most people, the problems we have right now are not problems from demons. They are problems of ourselves following ourselves. I'm preaching to you.
You are preaching good.
Yes. And without salvation,
the
Joseph who is not saved is dangerous.
Yes.
Without salvation, the Augustina that is not saved, tampered with the blood, mixed with the blood, the natural priestler is a dangerous priestler to yourself. I'm talking to you.
Preaching good.
Is somebody in church?
Yes.
The way we are, you see, man naturally is evil. Yes. I look at my son, five-year-old boy. Nobody has taught him anything.
Yeah.
I was surprised when one day he did something. Who did this?
No, so who na yes
idea way? He says it's not me.
I say anyam you.
I say ah. Nathan, who broke this plate?
I say me ba who na e de ba eh?
It's not me.
I say da anyam me.
And it was him.
And so you know how?
Where did a small boy like that find that lifestyle?
Na chese akola ketu a ko sua sane
yele fe. Because the nature of man is evil.
Na he say we are evil. Jia na nkasa ye pone.
Yes. Yes. The Bible said that the heart of a man
Bible can also say I could make it any pediano
is deceitful.
Your data for
I in church.
Yes. Yeah. Preaching good.
The normal self, you normal self, you are deceitful. If the blood doesn't mix you and the Holy Ghost tempers and touches you, we can never trust you. If you say black, we must look here. If you say white, we must look here.
Because
the natural you is deceptive. You are a liar of the highest level. I'm talking to you.
Yes.
You must know yourself. I said you must know yourself.
Yes.
Yes. That's why when God is saving us, when God is saving somebody,
he is
saving the person from himself. You are saved from yourself.
Yes.
Because yourself,
if we say one guy,
the things that yourself likes, I'm telling you, you cannot imagine how a young boy, 17 year, 21 year, 23 year old girl, the desire in his heart is to find a prostitute to sleep with.
The
way yourself is, you will like to sleep and never go to work. And there are girls like that. I called a girl today. That's what I called around 8:47. When she picked the call, she answered the call from sleep. And I said, how can a girl of your age be in bed at 8:47? Lazy girl.
Not just we only harmful.
And somebody's going to marry her.
And
the first problem in the marriage is when you wake up. That's the first reason they are going to start fighting.
Baby, I'm best at
I'm talking to you.
Obana, sorry.
I'm talking to you.
The
normal self, that your normal self that is not touched by the blood.
You can't trust it.
You can't trust it.
And so which need.
So when God is saving you, Stella, He's not saving you from a devil. He's saving you from your normal self. That if you follow, if you follow yourself, you will have 3 children from 7 fathers.
Yes, or
the fathers are 7, the children are 3. It means that every 2 child has 1 father. It's a mixture of sperms. Sperm A, sperm B mix to form the child.
You are teaching us.
You are teaching us. Yes.
Talk to us.
Is somebody in church?
Yes.
Do you believe in yourself? Do you trust yourself? That money can be sitting before you. The money is not your own. And you are hungry. And you will not touch the money. I'm telling you that if God did not save us from ourselves, from ourselves, life will not be easy.
Allah.
Yes. Yes. The first salvation, when God is saving you, He's saving you from yourself. Because your nature. Look at her.
What?
You are looking at a smile like this. But if you cross a path by the roadside,
hey!
Whether you are a man or you are a woman, or you yourself. Can be beaten to the core.
Hey!
I'm telling you.
Yourself.
Whether you look around. Yes. Yes. So if God doesn't, you see, some people here, is God saved you from yourself. That's why you don't fight again.
Yeah.
Always you are fighting. You are always fighting. You are always fighting. Even you and your brother, and you and your sister, there's a family, a brother and sister, they always fight. Because inside of you is the nature there doesn't forgive. The nature there is I react, you cross my path, I react. You cross my path, I react.
Is
someone in church?
Yes.
Am I talking to you?
Yes. You are talking to us.
Do you remember when you followed your heart?
Okay,
and where it led you to?
Okay, baby, I do so call it.
Do you remember when you followed your mind?
Okay, Emra, would you watch in H?
Where it led you to?
Baby, I do so call it.
How about your feelings?
Now I think canon swear.
That one.
Yes. Yes. It's a brother's problem. Last, my God.
My God.
If God doesn't save us from ourselves, the problem is us. There is a Selassie that if God doesn't save me from that Selassie, it will not be easy. Life will not be easy. There's a Mavis. If God has not tampered this Mavis with the blood and removed certain things and put in certain things, the raw Mavis without the blood, you can't handle. You can't handle. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Quiet.
Dangerous.
I said dangerous.
Yes.
You see, that's why we even struggle, because sometimes the old one comes. Because the blood is tampered. Even in the salvation cry, at times the old one brings his father and say, hey, I'm still here.
I'm still here.
If God doesn't save you from yourself, you must have been
turned.
All your soap, all your soap will finish in the bathroom. All your soap will finish in the bathroom. Yes. Every 2 days you buy soap. And they are no demons. I'm not talking about demons.
Yeah.
I'm talking about yourself.
Yourself.
And some people know that. At the back, are you here? We know that yeah, as for the truth, yeah, it's not with us at all. It's like that somebody can trust you.
That
you tell a sister, I want to marry
you.
I really don't know why sisters believe the statement, I want to marry you.
I don't know why
they believe it.
You are working it out.
Because 9 out of 10, I want to marry you, actually means I want to have sex with you. It's a figurative speech. It's a. You know. One sister came. He says he wants to marry me. No problem.
So how be any hope?
When?
Abeng.
Then. He said. Gave a time, said, you know what? Add 6 more months. 2. Whatever.
I said, for a minute, become one.
No problem.
I said, mini how?
In a few months after, he said, the brother says, if she will not allow sex.
America crave, you know. I said, man, one by the horse.
She.
On giant woman.
He's breaking. I said,
not just all call.
I said, suck him. Suck him before he breaks up.
Reverend Kaden said, Pamono, answer on the way.
Because he knows that when he tells you, I'll marry you, you bring down your guards.
When he saw catch us over Warua, we'll go home, Eddie Amano.
So, I mean, if you will marry anyway, and we'll be having the sex anyway, and I'll marry you anyway, then we can as well start. So to say, I want to have sex with you, you will not agree. So, let me bring the ultimate word. I want to marry you. Then you bring down your guards. And then they start the sex.
So be catch us so be fat on me. And the other baby say me person me waro. Send our go home and your man.
Tally numbers. Hey.
But you see, with all that I've said and I've been teaching sisters, if God doesn't save you from yourself, you will still follow yourself. Like a zombie. You can see clearly that this guy, he's Apache. Your heart is locked. And the key has been thrown into the river. You can't even know why you are just falling, because if you don't save you from yourself,
Apache boy.
Hey,
you are preaching good.
Am I talking to you? Yes. Salvation is a miracle because God saves you from yourself. The real problem is me. I am the problem. The things I want. The places I go to. The places I want to go to. The things I want to eat. There are church members here. If you go to a place and there's no pastor and brother, you will drink alcohol. Now there's no alcohol because church members come to your house often. One, two. But if you are alone, you will drink alcohol.
You
drink it.
Nancy say, I sorry man eba ufie se no mudi akota sane ano no. Enso so obuchi omu gakrape na chese ba udan ano dia. En ye ube chapa.
True or not true?
Not true.
I said true or not true?
True. Not true.
But God is helping us.
Enso nyankopon epo.
I tell you, if God doesn't temper you with the blood,
and
give the Holy Spirit to infuse into you the natural nadole,
you
like it.
Hey.
You like it.
Hey.
You like it. Because everybody here has a story. Everybody has a story.
So for you know things.
Every night looking, even me, you know my story.
Yes.
You know my story. You know my story.
My God.
Hey.
That was.
Hey. And my mother didn't know. My father didn't know. My siblings didn't know. I was in a church of pornography.
Wow.
I was the usher of the church. I'll be checking the gate. Yes. And it's progressive. If you are into pornography, you go to masturbation. Before you realize you are into homosexuality, before you realize you are into womanizing, it's a road. If God doesn't save you, if God doesn't save you, you see, some of you tried drugs. Right now, you have a testimony of drugs, and you have a testimony of drugs and what? Weed and all that. Because God didn't save you earlier. You were not saved earlier. You started drugs in SHS or JHS.
We started no more than now JHS and SHS.
In 2015. If God had saved you by 2014, you would not have had that story. Some of the testimonies that we are not proud of is because salvation didn't come earlier. To save us from
ourselves.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Number two. Hey. Member word basa. Number two. We are saved. So that we can be made one. Yes.
1 Corinthians 16:17.
We are saved so that we can be made one. Where is the verse? We are saved so that we can be made what? I can't hear you. So that we can be made what?
One,
he that is joined unto the Lord is what?
He that
is joined unto the Lord is what?
Spirit.
So the miracle of salvation, my dear, is that when God saves you, He makes you one with Him. You and God are fused together. And it's a miracle. Let me explain to you why. Even in the concept of marriage, please hear me at the back.
Everybody,
the Bible says that for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother
and be
joined together with his wife. That's beautiful. But that will be a problem unless the next sentence comes. And the twain, the Bible says, and the two shall become one. That oneness is oneness of mind, oneness of heart, oneness of direction, oneness of faith. Hear me. If you and your husband or you and your wife don't have oneness, you don't believe in the same things, you are not in the same direction, you will have a lot of marital problems. Is someone in church?
Yes.
You should write this. It's a very important point. If you marry a man who you don't have oneness with, we believe the same things, we choose the same things, our direction in life is in the same things, we love the same things. Even I find out that if you marry somebody and the husband loves the pastor and the wife doesn't love the pastor, there's a problem.
Jesus said,
or the wife loves a pastor and the husband doesn't like the man at all, it brings marital problem at home. Is somebody in church?
Yes.
If the wife says, I love all night, let's go to church. I love church. Hey, let's go for
so
all night.
Say, yes, so
the man is not into church. Not into pastors. That is the first point of fighting. They will fight. Because there's not oneness. One loves something, the other loves something else. Is somebody in church?
Yes.
Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Yes. You must have oneness. Even in marriage.
Yeah.
I've seen couples quarrel over money.
It's
the issue of tithe.
Because
one doesn't believe in tithe.
But
one doesn't accept it, the other accepts it.
So
we can't. Once there's no oneness, togetherness, it doesn't work. And one of the reasons, please hear me, one of the reasons why we are saved, when we are saved, God saves us to be one with Him. And it's important. It's important. The oneness is important because when you are one with God, you feel what He feels. And this is where you mark, this is the point. This is one of the greatest points. This is where you begin to mark yourself whether you are really saved. Because if God has truly saved you, He brings you into oneness with Him. You must feel what God feels. You must love what God loves. You must want what God wants. You must desire what God desires. It's proof of oneness and confirms your salvation.
So when you are going to be done, you are said the OG, the new GD, the other ones,
I'm preaching. If you say you are saved,
so what's when you are going to
be and the things that breaks the heart of God doesn't break your heart, you don't have oneness, we question your salvation.
Now you said the thing you are going to be done, now you said when
come I'm talking to somebody at the back.
Many of you are watching on the
Casano. We are preaching good.
If you say you are saved and you don't love what God loves, then I question your salvation because you don't have oneness. When God saves you, He brings you into oneness so that what He feels, you feel. What He smiles about, you smile about. What He's happy about, you are happy about. And the reverse is also a blessing. The reverse is a blessing. When you are in pain, God also becomes, He also gets into pain. That's why He will heal you, because when you are in pain, He feels your pain.
When
you are sad, He becomes sad.
So
when you are depressed, depressed, he becomes depressed.
So we go at the team or no so number at the team.
Because there's oneness. But if you are not one with God and you are in pain and you are crying, he doesn't feel what you are crying about.
Na so ni nyankopon enko baako a. Na otete obi a wona emu no ono onte because woni ne nye baako.
Do you know why there are people when they lift up their voice and cry to God, God hears them? Because God is feeling their pain.
Woni mne ntia obi wo osufra nyame a oje ne so a. Enti nyankopon atenka woni baako ni nya no nyankopon so nya saa atenka no.
The pain from which they are crying, God is feeling the same pain because there's oneness.
Oh, yeah,
God feels what they feel.
Am
I talking to somebody today?
Yes.
Oneness is important. Are you in church at all?
Yes.
You should love God.
You
should love prayer. Love prayer. God loves prayer. He says, my house shall be called what?
House of prayer. Yes.
We used to think it's only the church. But he says that I make my house wherever prayer goes on. I make that place my house.
Baby, Pierre, I'm paibo koso no. Eho aye mi fee. Sana nyango po.
Wherever prayer goes on, I make my house shall be called a house. Even if you are an individual and you are a prayer mantle, do you become the house of God?
Osi se wanka sampo ye paibo bo fua. Wanka sa oda ne nyango.
Is somebody in church?
Yes.
Yes. That's why it is important to measure your life.
Chene wose ususu wa prabo.
There are people, spiritual things are a burden to them. Spiritual things. When you call for an all night, it's a burden to your soul. When they call for fasting, it's a burden to your soul. Because you don't have oneness with God. The things that touch God doesn't touch you.
Say your friend, Akwanchra, Essence Nyama, Ekanyankupon, Encounter.
Last point. Oh, I love the last point. Are you tired of me? Are you learning something? Yes. The last point is that when you are saved, please hear this. Everybody at the back, hear this. When you are saved, you don't give your life to Christ. When you are saved, Ernest, you don't give your life to Christ. God doesn't need your life. When you are saved, you come to receive the life of Christ. You receive the life of Christ. Which means that everybody who is truly saved, if God has saved you, you should not be living your life. You take your life, you hang it. You take the life of God. So we are supposed to be living for Jesus. Jesus has handed over his life for us to live. We are not supposed to be living our own life. Is somebody in church?
Yes.
That's why Christian life, the Christian life will be very difficult for you if you are living it by yourself, because our natural self cannot live this Christian life. Let me show you a short mystery. And then we'll close. 2 Kings 2, verse 11. Ancient Zion's King, cry out, Kadosh. 2 Kings 2, 11. 2, not 22. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. Are you following me? And what? Horses of fire. And parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by what? Elijah went up by what? Whirlwind into heaven. Next verse. And Elijah saw and he cried. What did he cry? The chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him, or he saw Elijah no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. Next verse. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the Jordan. So Elisha and Elijah were walking. Elijah is the senior prophet. Elisha is the younger prophet, following Elijah. And it gets to a point, God takes Elijah, the senior prophet, away. And as God was taking him away, his mantle, at that time the mantle was like a cloak or a coat. The coat, the mantle with which he was doing miracles and fantastic things, he dropped it for Elisha because Elisha asked for it. Are you following the story?
Yeah.
But before Elisha went for Elijah's mantle to start to operate by, he took his own mantle and tore it. He took what he was wearing and tore it into pieces before taking on a new mantle to wear, so that from that day onwards, he was living his ministry not by his mantle, but by the mantle of Elijah.
Amen.
From that day forward, if you met Elisha, he was wearing Elijah on himself.
Every Samuel in the corner, not Elijah, say Elijah.
That is our mystery. The day we met Christ, we were supposed to tear our life, our lives of lies, our lives of fornication, our lives of stealing, our lives of smoking. We are supposed to tear it away.
And now
wear the life of Jesus
Christ.
So that when they meet you, they will not meet the liar they knew before. When they meet you, they will not meet the fornicator they knew before.
Now
you are wearing Jesus on yourself.
That
the life of Christ.
By sin.
Do you know our problem?
How?
At salvation, we don't tear off ourselves. We wear Jesus on the we wear Jesus on our old self.
That's
why we swear. Because the Christian life now is a mixture of ourself plus the new Jesus that has come.
Am I talking to
you?
Yes.
At the back, am I talking to you?
Yes.
So a song like the things I used to do, I do them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. And what? Used to touch, I touch them no more. There's a great change since I met God. But is it true? Is it true? Because we didn't tear the old self. We wore the new mantle on the old one. As they are going, we have both Elisha and Elijah together. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
But Elisha, he taught his own self.
I'm
talking to somebody today. You need to hold your own fighting and quarreling lifestyle and tear it away. You like fighting too much. You like quarreling too much. You need to hold yourself and tear it. And now put the gentleness of Jesus Christ on yourself. And begin to walk as gentle Jesus, calm and steady. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes!
There's somebody, every year you have sex or marriage, every year, there's no year that you don't register premarital sex. Every year, including 2020, you have registered your own in the lockdown. If you don't tear your feelings and tear your natural self, it has to be torn.
I was saying, yeah.
Yes. And then now you wear the holiness of Jesus Christ. The holiness of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'm talking to my church members.
Yes, you are talking to me.
Pretty good.
It's not a mixture. It's not a mixture of our own. Christianity is not a mixture of our old life plus the new life.
So one day, when
the body of Christ, we get up and we sing the things I used to do, it will truly be true. It will truly be true. It will truly be true. The places I used to go. Because you are in the choir, but you still go to, is it movie center they call it? Movie house. Nana Kwame, what? You and Nana Kwame, you go to movie house. Hey!
My God.
May God help us.
Amen.
I said, may God help us.
Amen.
So that the old self, we can put knife on it. And tear the old life of and wear Jesus well. You are walking as a young girl. Living the life of Jesus. The beautiful, pure life of Jesus. No man can deceive you.
But maybe a new hobby to me at that hour.
Is someone in church?
Yeah.
Can we prophetically sing this song? Prophetically. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. The things I used to touch, I touch them. Hey, look at all the girls on this line. Look at them. The things I used to drink. The things I used to drink. I drink them. The ones I used to smoke. The things I used to smoke. Hey, I smoke them no more. The things I used to wear. I wear them no more. There's a great change since I. The things I used to wear, I wear them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. The things I used to touch, hey, I touch them no more. There's a great change since I've been gone. Great change. Great change since I've Look at the boys at the back. As if they don't need great change. We are Joseph. But who is say? He's into pornography. He's into masturbation. What chichin osa? Yes. Hey, are you there? The places I used to go, I go there no more. The things I used to see, I see them no more. The things I used to touch, I touch them no more. There's a great change since I met God. The things I used to wear,
the things I used to wear,
I wear them no more. The places I used to go,
the places I used to go, I go there no more.
Bonnets I used to take,
I take them.
Sugar daddy, sugar daddy, the sugar daddies. Hey, no sugar daddies anymore. Hey,
the sugar.
I see them
no more. There's a great change since I met God.
The fornication, fornication, the fornication I used to do, I do them
no more.
The stealing I used to do. Small girls like 14-year-old, 15-year-old, 70-year-old boy. Yes, the small girls I used to touch, I touch
them no more.
And the yahoo 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 yahoo,
I do them no more.
The things I used to do, oh, I do them. Now, every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to pray for you. You want to say that, Father, next time I sing this song, I want to genuinely sing it.
Next time,
every head bowed, every eye closed. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. As we were preaching, I realized that, really, I cannot sing this song truly. Because there are things I need to cut out of my life. I want to receive this life of Christ. If you are here, you want me to pray for you, lift up your right hand. God bless you. I can see your hand. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. All the way. All the way.
You say that.
Pastor. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. If you are here, you feel that you need the mercy of the Lord, please stand to your feet. 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 I want to pray for you. Stand to your feet. Don't be shy. Stand to your feet. This is your greatest blessing. It will be your greatest miracle. If you lift up your hand, please stand to your feet.
I give you my soul. Yes, yes, listen.
Because you may be here and you may be shy.
Oh, now fairy.
But I tell you, the life of Christ is a reality. You want to say,
Pastor,
I cannot go on with this kind of lifestyle. I need the touch of God. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, I want to pray with you. There's no reason to be shy. God bless. There's no reason to be shy. No reason to be shy. Yes. No reason to be shy. Stand to your feet. Yes. God bless you, my brother. Please come.
I give you my soul.
There's a brother you need to come here. There's a sister you need to come here.
Lord, have your way.
Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me.
Right. Lift up your hands. Father, say Father, this morning, I give you my heart. Come into my heart. Say, Jesus, wipe away my sins. Forgive my mistakes. Write my name in the book of life. Say, Jesus, give me your life that I will live by your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please clap your hands together for them. Talk to them after the service. Please clap your hands together for the Lord. Are you excited you came to church?
Yes.
What are the three reasons why salvation is a miracle? Reason number one is what? We are saved from ourselves. Do you see that ourselves, we can't trust ourselves. We are the first danger to ourselves. The second reason is what? So that we can be made one with God. And not only is it a blessing for our heart to be broken by what breaks God's heart, but the reverse is also a blessing. That when we are not happy, God is not happy. To be one with God is a blessing. When we are worried, God is worried. And the third reason is what? You receive a life. So you are living somebody's life. It's like somebody has given you his car to be driving. You need to take care of the life because it's not yours. The life you are living is not yours. Paul said that the life that I now live is not I that live. You are living the life of God. Your life is not for you. The owner, will he take that life to nightclub? The owner of the life, will he take the life to nightclub? Now that he's giving it to you to live for him, why will you take it to nightclub?
But
the life is not ours.
Are
you blessed?
Why
put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, I love it. I love it.